Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to once again welcome you back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Our pastor, Brother Wayne Reynolds, has spent the last couple of months discussing the various ways that Satan uses to trip you up or to cause you to fall. And in this morning's message, Pastor Reynolds will recap those different ways, but then he's really going to spend most of his time talking about how Satan comes to an end, or what will happen to Satan in the end times. And you know, we really don't have to wonder about the end of Satan, because the Bible clearly tells us what's going to happen. So without any further delay, let's go ahead and turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds as he talks about the end of Satan.
This morning, we'd like to bring the final message in the series concerning Satan's devices. We have spoken many times about the devices of Satan, how that Satan desires to change times and laws, how that Satan is an angel of light, it appears. We have spoken about how that Satan tempts, but he never appears as being bad, but he really is. We've spoken about how that Satan gives all people evil thoughts, and what we can do about that. We've spoken about that Satan often takes advantage of us as well as everybody. The Bible speaks about Satan hindering believers. The Bible speaks about Satan accusing all who desire to live for God to do anything that God wants them to do. We've spoken about how that Satan is a great, great deceiver, and how that he desires to have every believer. But listen, the end of all of this is that the devil will be cast into the lake of fire. In Revelation 20 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." When we look at all the things that Satan has done, he has certainly done much to cause misery upon this earth. When you think about all the sickness, all the pain, all the sorrow, it's all been caused by, eventually, Satan. I know that we have our own part in dealing with all of that. But I also know very well that Satan is the prince, the power of the air. He is the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. I know that many people believe that Satan is the best of all. But Satan is not the best of all. Satan has caused many people to die in wars, in famines, in all kinds of things. But one of these days, his end is coming. Regardless that millions of people today think that Satan is the best way of all, but Satan's end is not so glamorous at all. The Bible says in Revelation 20 in verse 10, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." This is the way it is. But before Satan is cast into the lake of fire, the Bible says in Revelation 20 that he is going to be cast into the bottomless pit, and there Satan is going to stay for 1,000 years. Listen to what the Bible says in Revelation 20 in verse number 1. "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit. and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. Notice very carefully. The Bible states that it was an angel that cast the devil into this bottomless pit. Which angel was it? There is no name. The Bible doesn't say that it was a strong angel, or that it was a mean angel, or that it was any kind of angel at all. The Bible simply says that an angel came, a simple little angel. Any angel would do, because he must go into the bottomless pit. And there he must stay for 1,000 years. You say, well, that would let him have a lot of time to think about what he had done. Oh, that's true. It would, if he would use it. But instead of using the time to think about all the misery that he's caused upon this earth, Satan is out after 1,000 years. The millennial reign of Jesus Christ, when he will rule on this earth for 1,000 years, and Satan is bound in the bottomless pit. But Satan is loosed after that 1,000 years are over. And what does he do? In Revelation 20 and verse number 7, the Bible says this about Satan. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. This tells me that at the end of the 1,000 years, the devil has not changed one bit. This tells me that Satan, when he's loosed out of the bottomless pit, that he's going to immediately go out into all this earth, and he is going to gather the people together, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. These are the people that were alive during the very reign of Jesus Christ. That you would think that these people would understand, because they had seen the rule and reign of Christ. They had seen his splendor for 1,000 years. But they did not. Instead, the Bible says that they were gathered together as the number of the sand of the sea. Millions of people will be deceived by Satan, even though during the reign of Christ, they have seen the perfect rule and the perfect reign of Jesus Christ. They have experienced that for themselves. And yet, at the end of that 1,000 years, Satan will be loosed out of his prison, and Satan will go out, and he will deceive millions of people. We need to be very aware that Satan is the prince and the power of the air. That he is the one that is able to go out and to deceive many people. The Bible states in verse number 10 that it's after the 1,000-year reign, it's after his defeat at the battle of Gog and Magog, that the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. As further proof, look in the book of Isaiah 14. The Bible states here, beginning in verse number 12, How art thou fallen down from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which hast weakened the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. After Satan has made all these promises of what he's going to do, the Bible said in verse number 15, Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee, and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? Verse number 16 makes it very clear, does it not? That when Satan is cast into the lake of fire, that there will be people that will come by and they will see him and they will say, Is this the one? Is this the guy? Is this the guy that caused all the misery, that caused all the problems upon this earth? Is this the one? The Bible continues in verse number 17, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. You would think that Satan can read the very scripture we read to you this morning in Revelation 20 and Isaiah 14. I think he can read. But you know, he's deceived. He is greatly deceived in simply believing that these things will come to pass. He doesn't want to believe that at all. He wants to believe that he can defeat God through destroying us. Now understand this, that Satan is not defeated yet. Satan is still the prince of the power of the air. Satan is still going about on this earth. And Satan is still doing things that cause much misery. But notice, in the book of 1 John 5 and verse number 4, the Bible said, For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, even our faith. This tells me that there is a way of victory. The way of victory is to be born of God. The way of victory is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and let Him take care of us. God can do much more than we ever thought He could do. Notice in the book of 1 John 4 and verse number 4, the Bible said, Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It is very important that we all understand that the victory is not in us. Rather, the victory is in God, who gives us the power to overcome. It is not in us. It is not in our strength. But rather, it is in the fact that God is well able to give us the victory through what He has done for us on the cross of Calvary. You see, I'm not strong enough to defeat the devil. You're not either. But I know that God is. I know that one day, many years ago, Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ paid for our hell on that place. That's why He died. He didn't die there because of His sins, but He died there because of our sins. We trust Jesus Christ. We rely upon Him and know that salvation is a gift that He gives unto us. We know that the victory that we have is because of what He's done for us, not because of what we have done for him.
You know, it's such a comfort to know that God already knows what he's going to do with Satan. You know, even at times now, especially, it just seems as if Satan is winning, but we can really take comfort in knowing that he will be defeated and he will spend an eternity in the lake of fire. And if you'd like to review any part of this series, you can log on to our website and check out the audio section. That website address is independencebaptist.org. We've also been posting full-length sermons about Satan on another website called sermonaudio.com/IBC. And on both these websites, you'll be able to find many other audio messages from Independence Baptist Church. Now, as always, we also want to remind you of our Sunday and Wednesday services. You're welcome to join us for Sunday school starting at 10 a.m. with worship services at 11, prayer meeting at 3:45, and worship services again at 4:30. And then, of course, on Wednesday nights, we have our midweek Bible study, which starts at 7 p.m. Now, we do want to once again thank you for listening this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.